Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 18th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 78 to 81. There is safety and security for God's people. We read in Psalm 78, verses 52 to 54 like this. But he made his own people go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed, and he brought them to his holy border, this mountain which his right hand had acquired. While describing the kindness displayed by God towards the rebellious Israel, Asaph pauses to explain the active role that God played in the lives of his people as they trekked through the wilderness en route to the promised land. According to his promise, God displayed the role of a shepherd who knew what was best for his sheep. The above passage emphasizes the fact that God made his people travel like a flock of sheep through the perilous desert as he guided them like a shepherd. God planned the exact route that his people should travel as he took many factors into consideration. Then it came to pass when Pharaoh had led the people that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Exodus chapter 13 verses 17 and 18. The wonderful thing to note about allowing God to guide and navigate his people is that he led his people through his safety net and security as they traveled as a flock of sheep through the rough desert terrain. It is possible that God had made a hedge of protective wall around his people and had given his angels charge over them to keep them protected in all their ways so that they would not dash their feet even against a stone. As a part of God's protection of his people, he destroyed the mighty army of Egypt, including Pharaoh, with the waters of the Red Sea. Thereafter, God led them to Mount Horeb, where he gave them specific laws for everyday life. At the end of the journey, God led them through the borders of Israel, the promised land that he had promised to their forefather Abraham many years ago. As part of God's flock, today we are protected by God and one another. The biblical image of God as our shepherd and Jesus as our good shepherd reminds us how much we need the guidance and protection of our Heavenly Father and one another in the community of faith. Just like God guided the Israelites by the hand of Moses and Aaron, he has placed people in spiritual leadership over us. That includes apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to guide us until we reach the end of our life's journey. Let us be fully assured that as part of God's flock, we are under God's guiding, protective hand while being surrounded by other believers as a shield. There is safety and accountability for us being part of his flock, the community of faith. With Christ as our good shepherd and believers around us, we have safety and security throughout our life's journey. As we read the words of prophecy, chapter 40, verses 10 and 11 like this. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lamb with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young.